Welcome, guys. It is Friday, August 31st, Labor Day weekend in beautiful Las Vegas, bringing another Daily Taste to you guys. Today, we have with us the man, the legend himself, Mr. Hendrix World.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
You know, things we're going to cover, of course, is online social influence, the ups and the downs. You know, I think it's easier for people to show the behind the scenes, you know, and even make the behind the scenes look good. A lot of people don't really tell you the truth as far as, you know, what are the daily battles, you know, of being an entrepreneur, social influencer, and, you know, and having the world have an eye on you almost at all times. Of course, we're going to touch on, you know, world-class tastemaker, Hendrix World as a brand. And of course, if you guys don't already know, the new product line coming out, it's going to be in a mobile, you know, boutique near you. It is Hendrix World Crowns, you know, fitted for a king and a queen. So mine, as you guys know, is a Romanpreneur, and, you know, this is Taste Media Podcast. Oz, what are your social handles that people can get to before we start?
Yes, you guys can follow me on all social platforms at Hendrix World. So that's all one word. That's H-E-N-D-R-I-C-K-S World. That's on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. All one word. You can find me.
Nice. Okay, so why don't we dig in? Let me ask you. I mean, me personally, as a as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, you know, you definitely see the. I would say some of the downfalls that I face is, you know, that it took me a little bit of time to learn that complete strangers not knowing and not having any history with you will offer you way more than typically somebody. And this doesn't go for everybody, of course. I'm sure you have some, you know, friends that really support you, but I'm sure it goes on the other side too. Somebody's too comfortable, you know, with what you've already been offering and what you do, and they can't imagine you becoming this new, driven, successful, or even in a different aspect type of person. What's your thoughts, Oz?
I definitely feel like strangers can be some of my biggest cheerleaders. Mm-hmm. But I think that also comes as a part of my flaw as well, because sometimes people that you deal with, you've made mistakes with them, and so you for have sure. to earn their trust back.
Right.
So I think that there's a two-way sword when it comes to dealing with people who are close to you and getting and gaining their support. Some of that comes from mistakes that we've made in our mm-hmm. process to become, if we're honest with ourselves.
Right.
And so we have to earn they're cheering back, and so it's easier for someone who doesn't know you or who hasn't been on your journey to support you because they see the glory. Right. So, you know, I think those who have supported me, me now, and I thank those who have supported me as I have crawled and as I have walked to get to where I am today.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think, you know, myself as well, you know, being able to change into a more motivated and driven person into my own thing as far as a brand, rather than spending most of my younger life, you know, promoting other people's brands or selling something. You know, I didn't have anywhere to fail. You know, your only failure was if you got fired or if you were no longer at that job, you know, and you would just go to the next job and sell something else for someone else. And I think the hard part is taking accountability and putting everything on your own plate. And even now, as I grow my business, you know, day to day, there's times where it is a little helpful to have someone come over, you know, to the workspace or the studio, you know, and shed a little creative light on what you're doing and maybe look at something that you're doing from a different perspective. What helps you, because you know, you're a very creative and motivational person, but what helps you when you are down, when you are feeling like you have a creative block? What are the little things that help you?
The things that help me when I have a creative block is reaching out. I have really, really wonderful friends in all different walks of life. And so mm-hmm. If I'm feeling weak or I am feeling at a roadblock, reaching out to the right friends that I know are progressive and in movement. I also go to church. So sometimes just being in service and hearing the word can just encourage me to just go home and figure it out. Or just being out. Sometimes just
random encounters.
Random encounters, you know, go to events, go to conferences. Being around people who are creative and go-getters just makes you realize that I need to get my ass up and I need to do something. Go out, you know, attend an event, go on meetup.com, those free events, and just get around people who are doing the things that you say that you want to do so that you can do them.
Right. And you might get inspired, you know, you might get inspiration in multiple different ways. You know, you, that person that you got inspired by, you might talk to and you see that you gel well together and you might become partners. You know, you might become people that outsource to each other. You know, like Oz, obviously, you know, we definitely want to talk about the Hendrix World brand. What would you say the, like, maybe the mission or the, I guess, like, the mission or the culture for Hendrix World? What would be behind that brand?
I was preparing for my mobile boutique this past weekend. And I've been selling online. I was selling online. You guys can log on to my Instagram at Hendrix World or my website that will be launching this week. That's www.hendrixworld.com, where you can see my featured custom crowns and custom hats for you guys. And we are really a brand that does it for the culture. So there's nothing like us in terms of our hats and what we create. We really try to create some head turner, something so that when you put on your head, you put this crown or hat on your head and it is time to go out, I promise you, people are going to stop you. That is without question. They're going to ask you where you got your hat. No matter, you could put on a jeans and a t-shirt, but our custom crowns are going to turn those jeans and the t-shirt into a star-studding outfit.
For sure. I think it definitely creates a mantle upon which you can build off of. Me personally, you know, not super fashion savvy, but that's something that even I will be doing, is trying to establish a couple outfits, a couple things that blend in well into hanging out. And it really is the crown. It's a multi-purpose item. Yeah. You know, you can start out, you can, you know, let's say you're going on a trip. You're going to Miami, you're going to Hollywood, you're taking a big trip with either someone special or with your crew. You know, you can easily go on the site, get two or three that match your outfits, order them, have them shipped to your house. Now you have three, you know, you have three different looks that you can start in the morning, and you can alternate, I think, right? You can start in the morning, wear one with an outfit, either keep the same one on to the evening or completely swap it out for the second outfit, you know, but it just gives you a lot of flexibility. And it definitely sets a mood, I would think, right?
I agree. Yeah. It definitely sets a mood. You know, I think what sets us apart is we're not your standard leather band and, you know, feather kind of, you know, we use bright colors. We use, you know, custom textiles and feathers to really give a unique look so that way when you gain something, you get a crown or a hat from us, you feel special in it. I mean, it is, you know, you can put it on your wall and just as a piece of art. I have them on my wall at home. So it's a piece of art. You know, people begin to ask you questions. And so I love to hear the feedback from our customers that say, oh my God, you know, I love it. I love, you know, and they say, hey, my friend was asking me about it. And it's just such a great feedback. If you're looking for some attention, get you a crown.
You heard it here first, guys. And of course, you know, we love any kind of feedback from you guys. Feel free to ask us, you know, anything about the crowns, Taste Media, anything we talk about. Don't hesitate to shoot us an email, even at corporate@tastemediainc.com. But with the hats, we have a special promotion that we will be doing. We like to obviously promote and advertise and spread the awareness of whoever we have on the show. So if you guys purchase two hats before the end of the year, Taste Media will give you guys a free hat on us. And that's a promotion that we have with Oz and Hendrix Crowns and Hendrix World. You know, it's really just to get you that little bit of extra value for going through us and you know, being a part of the Taste Media Hendrix World team. You know what I mean? So as you spread our culture, we hope to help you have your money go a little bit further by giving you that third hat. Anything on your mind, Oz? I know we were talking about, failures and successes. What kind of successes have you seen yourself and maybe persevere through, or maybe other people that are in the same type of environment as you are with, being an influencer and a fashion influencer at that?
I guess success for me is really just being able to see yourself through the obstacles. That's what success is. It's not about, when you go out and you make a lot of great sales on one day, or you have a feature product and it does really, really well. It's about how you're able to really, get through the storms of your business and really stay and have that staying power. That's what I'm realized. Sometimes this weekend in particular was a whole crazy weekend of trying to get from Vegas to Puerto Rico to Connecticut to the show
You
and
did go to
all.
Puerto Rico, didn't you? A little
Yes.
vacation.
It was a very long, involved week, but
Guys, if you're planning a big event, go to Puerto Rico before and enjoy the beach. And I promise you, any event will definitely be a little bit better. Is there anywhere off the top you can recommend in Puerto Rico? I've never been, so maybe something that's like a taco shop by the beach or a massage place, or I don't know. I've never been, so you would know more. If not, there's no big deal,
Yes, San Juan, oh, what is it, Old San Juan downtown? It's really, really great at night.
It kind of has that Palm Springs feel.
No,
No.
it's like brick paved roads and
Okay.
everybody is speaking Spanish
Gotcha,
and
like Panama City.
yes, I guess
Okay.
so. I've never been to Panama City, so I can't refer
Same
to
thing,
that.
stone roads,
Yeah, like you can
old
pop
school
in and out of
buildings.
restaurants and shops. If you go like from Thursday to Saturday, it's really, really, really popping. So it's really, everybody's out
And
drinking and
just
talking.
let them know, so since you do travel all over the place, what is the best day to fly out on?
A Tuesday.
Tuesday. That's for you guys, just so you know. This man books flights nonstop, so if
Yes.
he says Tuesday, it's Tuesday. This is going to be our scramble round. Is there anything that comes to mind that you definitely want to talk about? I know Labor Day weekend is coming up. A lot of people are going to be showing out in their Labor Day best, especially around family and friends that haven't seen them in a while. It's almost like a short reunion every year. What do you
Yeah.
think?
I think that if you haven't made plans yet for Labor Day, I think you should put you and your business first. This is a, the money that you may be thinking about spending on going out and having
Just
a good
because other
time.
people are doing it.
Yeah, well, why not? Like buy a website or buy some business cards or buy a drone or buy something that can really help you to advance so that way you can end this year at a bang. And so that next year you can really do Labor Day how you want to because you'll have more resources in order to be able to do it.
I agree. I agree. I think the topic that and the theme that, Oz kind of touched on was that you do have to invest in yourself.
Yes.
A lot of people talk about putting money back into their business and into other people, their partner, business or relationship wise, like a romantic partner, but rarely do people talk about investing in yourself. They just say love yourself, take care of yourself a little bit better, but they never break it down into. You do video, get yourself a little bit something that's going to make it easier. You know what I mean? Save up to advance yourself, your own knowledge. I think Audible and listening to books, as we prepped for this Daily Taste, we had an audiobook playing in the background. I personally like to listen to each chapter, write some notes down, and that kind of allows me to think thoughts that are not, exactly what's written in the book. It's just something that comes to mind. And what does that touch in my personal life and in my business, and how can it improve? What about for you, Oz? What about audiobooks? Like, do they do anything for you, or what's the best way for you to listen to them?
I don't mind audiobooks. I like to turn a page.
Sure.
I'm kind
Yeah,
of look.
some people are auditory, some people are, better reading the book itself or writing.
I like to turn a page and I like to go from a chapter and I like to kind of highlight and digest and let it kind of sit with me. Or I also suggest if you don't like either or listening or writing, why not, if you're going to go on vacation somewhere or you're going to plan on going to travel, why not travel around a workshop or a conference so that that way, if it's in a city like Miami or in Vegas where you can learn how to be a better videographer or to be a better speaker, and you do a conference in a city like, you can go to the conference and then you can also go out at night, and that way you can kind of, hit multiple things at one time.
Yeah, I think that's perfect, man. I'll be honest with you. On the topic of meetup groups, how sick would it be to meet up with people in a vacation city? You go to Miami and you're staying there for 1 or 2 days. Plan a meetup group or plan to go to a meetup group while you're in Miami, and you know what? You might get some local love.
I
You know what I
agree.
mean?
I
Take you
agree.
to a local spot that you've never heard of, pull you in through the back, and you meet the bartender or whatever, or maybe that person is a bartender. Definitely be open to new experiences, but I think the most important thing is staying safe. Definitely know your surroundings, don't get too intoxicated, especially in a brand new city. It might be fun, but I promise you, waking up in a place you don't know, around people you don't know, is not a way you want to go. So for the most part, we are going to be doing something at Taste Media. We're going to come out with a cap and we're going to cross promoting it. If you guys want to get one of your own Taste Media caps, or you're an influencer, a blogger, a vlogger, somebody of substance that has something to add to people, we would love to collab and work with you. And we would, of course, put your logo on the front with a little Taste Media logo on the side. And that would be our collab for that week or for that month, and have both of us, promote it. Most likely, some portion of it go to charity. I know me and Oz were talking about how we always see people, have brands, and they are following their passion and gaining money from it, and being able to spend their life and their time doing what they're passionate about. And in turn, we should always be looking to give back. I think something new that started on Facebook was, on your birthday, you're able to do a post where you choose a charity on your birthday, and people are now able to donate for you. That's real cool. I think that's you starting the first donation is very important, and charities are good. I'm personally more interested in giving directly to the source. Oz, any thoughts? And then after this, we'll wrap it up, and we'll go on to the next one.
I think charity is great. I mean, I think you just got to find something that you're passionate about.
The right cause
Yeah, the
to
right
fit
cause,
your
the right
story.
cause that really gives you some fuel to be able to want to give back. And it looks great for your business or your brand to be associated with those causes. So if you could just have a sale, or you could have an event around whatever cause once a year, it will really to create a sense of morale for your company, and really humanize your company, and it'll make your company more attractive, in my opinion.
Yeah, for sure, guys. I think overall we're trying to add value to people, and if you're not successful yet and you're looking for some inspiration, there's nothing like, seeing another person be really, truly, genuinely thankful about what you're doing and how it affects them. So all in all, guys, we definitely want you guys to stay motivated, stay hungry, and never stop searching for that thing that puts you over the top. Of course, as you guys know, this is Romanpreneur on Facebook and Instagram. Oz, what's your handles again?
Hendrix World everywhere. That's HENDRCKS World. That's on Twitter. That's on Instagram. That's on Facebook. That's on Snapchat. I mean, that's about to be on
Pinterest.
www.hendrixworld.com too, right? And Pinterest.
We got a huge drop coming on, guys. The website is going to go live, I think, in the next day or two. So make sure you check it out. As always, if you guys want to be on the show, you want to be featured, or have something to do with our network, feel free to email us at corporate@tastemediainc.com. And as always, we thank our sponsors, Gold Mountain Distribution and California Care Group. California Care Group is at CCG Cares on Instagram, and Gold Mountain is go at goldmtd.wholesale. All right, guys, thanks for joining us on another Daily Taste, and you rock it out in style, guys.